So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Nick Langworthy defeating Carl Palladino. Nick is on with us now. Nick, good morning. Congratulations.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you very much.
Nick, you know, it's been a few days, obviously, since the primary win. How's this win feel? And, you know, a question that I think you've probably been asked a few times, how did you pull it off?
Well, I'm extremely grateful to all the voters in the district that came out to support us and to have the victory we had. I mean, we're just thrilled. It was a very short sprint. I mean, about 79 days from the day I announced to the day of the primary. But, it was a lot of hard work went into that. So we've had hundreds of people, you know, volunteering and involved in our campaign along the way. We had a strategy when I looked at this map when the district was created. I mean, it dawned on me that while people in the Buffalo orbit will see this as, you know, this is a Buffalo seat that has some rural counties attached to it, really 60% of the populace is in the southern tier. And it's a southern tier seat that happens to contain some of Erie County. So, you know, from the very beginning of this race, once I became a candidate for it, I mean, we started to really spend our time in most of our assets in the southern tier counties, because those were the counties that had did not have the awareness of either myself or my opponent as much as the people in Erie County did. Ultimately, that's where, we ran up the score in the southern tier and won the race. So I'm very happy to have the primary in the rearview mirror. And we're focused on the general election and, you know, uniting the party and working to change New York from Albany to Washington.
Nick, you know, you said going toward the general election now. In this district, it does. It dips down to the southern tier, obviously a little bit of Erie County. So you have constituents that are going to have different things that they say are what they need addressed in Washington. But what are some of the similar things you heard as you were campaigning in the primary that people want addressed in Congress?
Listen, we're all in this together on inflation. I mean, no matter what walk of life you're in, what your occupation, the cost of living in this country has changed for everyone. You know, whether it's gas prices and, you know, they've ticked down a bit, but they're still exorbitant compared to where they were a couple of years ago. But, you know, the cost of groceries, the availability of goods. I mean, I think so many of us are feeling it this week as we're getting our kids ready to go back to school between school clothes and school supplies. I mean, it's outrageous what the costs have come up on things. And it is a wake-up call to this country that, we have to get inflation under control. I mean, there's no need for the cost of food to be this much. And I think the biggest driver, obviously, is fuel. American energy independence is something that's absolutely one of my top priorities fighting for in Congress, because President Trump had us to a point where we were nearly American energy independent. We pumped more oil. We drilled for more gas. And then Biden came into office and immediately sent a message to the energy sector closed for business. We're going to shut down the Keystone Pipeline. We're going to make it harder to get leases and permits. The bureaucracy is going to be in the way of us getting, you know, more energy opportunities, and we're doubling and tripling down on all these Green New Deal, you know, ideas and technologies that are part of a solution, but they're a small part. They're, you know, we're never going to go, you know, put our cars on wind energy. I mean, the best studies I've seen, you know, wind and solar might be able to be up to 15 to 17% of our total needs. It's not a realistic way forward. And the energy extremists, you know, and the environmentalists are out there trying to say that that's the way forward. It's nonsense. You know, we need to go and continue to expand our drilling capacity here in this country. We have assets in natural resources that God gave us. We have to go get them out of the ground. We need more refining capacity in America. And it's something that, you know, the environmentalists want to stand in the way of. But we have to be able to take care of Americans. And no war in the Ukraine should, you know, make it that much harder on Americans right now. So I would say inflation and fuel prices are all that people are talking about in the first 2 minutes of any conversation.
And Nick, you know, you mentioned President Biden, I mean, has a high disapproval rating, right? It's very low approval rating. It looks like a good November for Republicans. Now, I asked this of Joe Cimbalinski in the last segment. You know, there does seem to be some infighting in the Republican Party when things look good come November. That includes your opponent, who said he has no interest in helping you on the election. You also have people that were part of his campaign team saying things on social media. How do you plan to address that in this election to get those voters to the polls?
We are going to, I mean, this is my primary opponent and I, we fought for the same exact issues in terms of what we would, how we would vote in Washington. We have very different styles. He's absolutely entitled to do whatever he'd like in this election. But I'm going to continue talking about the issues that are important to the people of Western New York and the Southern Tier. We're going to campaign at the same pace that we did throughout this primary and have that conversation against our Democratic opponent. I believe that we will not just win, but we will win overwhelmingly. And I will work every day between now and Election Day to make sure that that happens. And, you know, there's, you know, there are many people that have reached out since primary day and said, I didn't vote for you, but, you know, we need you in Washington. We can't afford to have a radical left Pelosi puppet in this office.
Nick, obviously, I've got to ask you this question. Now that you are the candidate, the Republican candidate in November, might we hear from former President Trump?
Oh, I think at some point, you know, he's got a lot on his plate right now. As they're absolutely trying to persecute him in Washington, so I haven't had a chance to catch up with him yet. But I expect I'll be seeing him very soon.
Another, you know, sitting Congresswoman Elise Stefanik obviously supported your opponent. Have you heard from her? Do you think that's going to be an issue working with her in Congress?
I will work with anyone on how to help this district. And we all want to elect more Republicans and grow our House delegation right here in New York. So we'll be not just trying to win this seat, but we will be doing what we can to win seats in Rochester and in Syracuse and the Hudson Valley and Long Island and New York City. All of those things will go in. So I just, again, the primary's in the rearview mirror. You know, there's always a lot of hot rhetoric in a primary, but we are all in it for the same cause.
Nick, I got to ask you this. Governor Hochul on the campaign trail this week said that if you're the heir of Trump, Zeldin, and Molinaro, just jump on a bus and head down to Florida where you belong. You are not New Yorkers. What's your reaction to that comment?
I think it's disgusting, and she should be ashamed of herself. For, you know, her predecessor and her mentor, Andrew Cuomo, said the same kind of thing a few years ago, said that there was no place for people that were pro-life or were conservative in this state. There's a whole lot of people in this state that don't think like Kathy Hochul, and she's just slapped them all in the face and said that we all need to leave and go to Florida. I hate to break it to her. A hell of a lot of people have already left for Florida because they have more opportunities, they have more freedoms, and it is one of the hottest places to grow a business right now. She doesn't need to encourage anyone to move to Florida for them to do it. They're finding it already. They're also moving to Tennessee and Texas. Here's the problem, Kathy Hochul. No one's sitting right now in South Carolina saying, I'm at wit's end. I'm going to move to New York next year. because we are in a pitiful shape because of her record, her administration, and her predecessor's tenure, that we have lost so many people. We have the worst business climate. We're the worst state to retire in. And that's why we need to elect Lee Zeldin governor, because we have to change the narrative. We have to change the philosophy of our government. We absolutely have to change the business climate here. I mean, no one is going to come and set up shop in New York State unless they get bought off by the government right now. That's got to change. And she should absolutely be ashamed of herself for the intolerance that she shows every single day. And meanwhile, you know, she's doubling and tripling down on a radical left agenda that is putting a close for business sign in the front yard of this state.
And, you know, that rhetoric that we hear from Governor Hochul, we also hear from the president, you know, this very divisive talk that we are hearing from. I'll say it's people on both sides of the aisle, Nick, but, you know, we've heard it from Kathy Hochul. We've heard it from Joe Biden. And that was just the last few days. You know, say you go to Congress and you have to work with people across the aisle that are talking like this. How's that going to work in Washington?
And so it's absolutely broken about the system in Congress, and you see it at state level. That everyone's playing to their far end base. At the end of the day, I have to be a congressman for an entire district, and I will be proud to do that. I will represent not just my Republican, you know, base. I'll represent independents and Democrats, and I will have to provide constituent services for all of them. And you know, some of them will disagree with my votes in Congress, but they're still my constituents. I'm not going to say that they're lesser of people. Like Kathy Hochul has just, you know, disrespected the hardworking taxpayers of the state that are actually paying the bills in this state. There's a whole bunch of people that don't think like her, and she's basically just told them to go to hell. And only the people that think like she is belong here and are real New Yorkers. Well, I tell you what, we all pay, you know, exorbitant taxes in this state. We're all New Yorkers, and she better deal with that.
Your opponent, Max Della Pia, just lost in the special election, is running again in November. Do you plan on having any debates with Max Della Pia? Has that been discussed between the two campaigns?
You know, I think we've had the infancy of some debates, debate invitations from news agencies. I fully expect a debate in this. I think I challenged my primary opponent to debate. I think if you want to be a federal representative, if you want to go to the halls of Congress and represent 800,000 people, you got to be willing to stand on the same stage as your opponent. I'm certainly not afraid of it. Be happy to do it. And we'll work on a schedule, I'm sure, in the next several weeks.
Well, Nick, obviously I have to ask, you know, if you want to bring the debate to Hardline, you know, I'd be all for that.
Okay. Well, there's one more.
Well, Nick, again, congratulations. Great talking with you. And I look forward to talking to you a few times, not only on the campaign trail, but afterwards as well.
I look forward to it, Joe. Thank you so much. And thank you to all the people out there that, you know, came out and voted on Tuesday. And we need to go win this election in November. Thanks so much.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.